So we have a caller on the line here. Area code 649. What is your first name and state you're calling from, please?
My name is Bart, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh, yeah. And what
I want to ask, I got two comments, and I got a question for you, Vincent. My comment
is... My comment
is to you, why don't the people of the world stand up and use the networks of the globalism to fight corruption and greed together?
You know what? It's because uniting people is remarkably difficult, because you need the only people who are capable of uniting people, as far as I've seen throughout history, are those with exceptional leadership qualities. Number one, you need to be an incredible orator. You need to be able to make people feel as you feel with your words. Without touching them, without meeting them, they can feel that they know you. That kind of leadership quality breeds familiarity and trust. Sun Tzu, there was a portion in The Art of War where the wife of one of his soldiers and the mother, and she was also a mother of one of his other soldiers, broke down in tears this one time. The reason why she broke down in tears is because the first time she saw Sun Tzu, the general, get down by one of his injured troops who'd been poisoned, and by himself, as the leader of the army, sucked the poison out of this man's leg, that man who he saved devoted himself entirely to serving his leader, because his leader saved his life. She then, when the same thing happened to her son, burst into tears, because she then knew that she would never see either her husband or her son ever again, and that they would die serving the general, right? That is a leadership quality, when you are really willing to be down here with your troops. Alexander the Great was the same. There was an incident when they were walking through a giant desert. And everybody said it's impossible to cross this desert. Not possible, right? And he was given a helmet full of water. All of the troops, all the way down the line, they were all marching in single file through this giant desert. All the way down the line, some of his lieutenants had gone and collected small donations of water from each soldier to give to Alexander. Alexander stopped the entire column of people, and he looked back at them, and he said, if I am not on the same plane as you guys, basically the summary of what he said, then I'm not really your leader. And he tipped the helmet of water out to show that he was willing to suffer just as much as the troops were suffering. Okay, so there's the two leadership qualities. It's about being on the ground there with you, uniting others behind you. On the other hand, is slightly different than just having plain leadership quality. You also need to have tactique, all right? Tactic is about manipulation and deception, essentially. All war is deception, and as far as I'm concerned, we are currently in a war, and this war encompasses all of us. We're all soldiers, whether or not we like it. In fact, I think the word conscript is actually closer to what I feel I am, because I don't feel that I've been given a choice. Like, I've been kind of forced into it via my experiences witnessing scumbaggery and so on and so forth. I don't feel like I have much of a choice. When you're uniting people behind you, you usually need a 9/11 event of some description to either A, make people incredibly afraid and follow you out of being afraid of the other possible consequences, or B, you need to accomplish an enormous victory with very little resources and very little technology and very little power. And what that does is it serves as an example to show other people who might be would-be warriors or wishing to join the fight. It gives them the bolstered confidence. And this was proved to great effect when... what's his name? William Wallace of Scotland and the Battle of Stirling. I'm sure you've seen the movie where they use those giant spears against heavy cavalry kind of thing, and they took them all out. They also laid oil and things in the middle of the battlefield and set it off with flames and what have you. Superior tactics with minimal technology deployed with precise timing is the way to win battles. And when you win, you also win more and more support because people back winners, don't they? If we are the winners, if the leaders of the truth movement are the winners, and I feel that we are, because we've consistently proven that we're far more credible than the mainstream media, far more intelligent, and far more caring, and far more deserving of support than any of the current establishments that we enjoy today. That's what I feel the truth movement is. But uniting people, on the other hand, particularly uniting other forms of leaders, is very, very difficult indeed. Because you're talking about big personalities. Every big personality is a big personality because they themselves are confident in themselves, confident in their own abilities. And what happens then is that you become increasingly sensitive. Like it's ironic, the relationship that oversensitivity has with self-confidence, don't you think? Because I will say... have been doing this work for, say, 4 years and doing the radio and done all this great stuff, right? And so I feel very self-confident. But if somebody comes and insults me or says that I shouldn't be doing this or that I'm causing harm to the truth movement or that I'm wasting my life or I'm pathetic or something of that nature, when they haven't done anything near as close to what I've done, it signifies this great sensitivity and this offense and this anger and this rage. And that happens when big truthers talk about other big truthers, either behind their back or in front of their face or whatever, and it starts these what they call patriot wars. I think there's a website dedicated to this, where it shows all these different patriots who really, really hate each other, right, or really do, and all the bad stuff that they've all done. Now, be that as it may, the founding fathers, and in the end everything comes back to the beginning, Bart, and being from Alabama, hopefully you'll comprehend this, that the founding fathers all hated each other, right? They really did. However, they understood that their personal feelings had to be put aside. Otherwise, they would never be free. If we are capable of overthrowing the New World Order, freeing the United States from the grip of the globalists and New Zealand and all of our nations, that will be the only way to do it, I see, is if we all come together and we know exactly what we're fighting for. That was the thing. And you have an informed population behind them. The Revolutionary War, I think, is probably one of the most important lessons of history. How you can get educated people who have money, power, tactique, leadership qualities all together, as well as an advanced propaganda network of people handing out leaflets and flyers, thanks to the help of the new printing presses at the time. They also had a garnered support from the population around them. I see the truth movement as almost exactly identical in its scope and ability as the founding fathers. And I think that's a very encouraging aspect because, hey, you have a look at the truthers and you have a look at the slaves and the politicians and what have you, and you realize us in the truth movement, we're a lot smarter. We've got better tactics. Every single time that these people tell a lie or do something that's not true or purported on the media, we always disprove them, discount them, and destroy their lines, their lies, in minutes these days. This is the power we now have. And that's with people not united at all. So you can imagine just how much stronger, how much more unbreakable the entire truth movement would be if we realized that, okay, I'll admit it. I hate other people in the truth movement, but that doesn't matter because regardless of how upset I am with other people, I know for a fact that those other people aren't actually going to pick up guns and come and kill me and try and take my liberties away from me. The New World Order, on the other hand, definitely will. Definitely is. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend.